Tappers, hey, it is the Thursday edition of the Daily Tap, but I probably will not be going with dates any further. It is March the 19th. We should have been having March Madness this morning. Should have been doing a gambling hour, breaking down all the lines, breaking down all the opportunities, but we are not. In fact, we are self-quarantining. We are social distancing. We are in a completely alternative reality, one that I don't think I could have ever imagined. And that's kind of where I want to start. And I know I've done a fair share on COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and I know that it's been a topic that I've talked about in a different way throughout the last few shows I've done. And you've noticed that I haven't done a show in a couple days. But part of the reason why is the work from home stuff has really sort of fucked me up. That's the only way I can say it. I am a schedule person. If you guys know me, if you guys understand what I do, I am all about process. I love process, and when I don't have process going for me, it throws me off entirely. So picture this, right? It took me about 5 months to find a day job. I finally found one. It was a five-month layoff. I basically was practicing social distancing and working from home as an unemployed, as someone who was unemployed. That was what I was doing. I mean, I would spend 9 to 5 most Monday through Friday hanging out, blogging, looking for jobs. I'd go to the gym, and that was about it. I wasn't running errands. Every now and again, I'd run an errand over lunch, but I was trying to very much stay in the house to really find that job. That was my goal. So I had been doing that for 5 months. I wore t-shirts and shorts, and obviously as someone who blogs and does that stuff, I'm very used to the athletic short and hoodie look. That's kind of, if you were to say, what is your one look? What is the one thing that you probably wear the most of? I would say it's a hoodie and athletic shorts, and that would be it. Like, I like sweatpants, but I'm more of a shorts guy than I am a hoodie guy, or I'm a sweats guy, excuse me. So I've done that. So I think for some people, when they got the note that their company was going to send them home, they thought this was a sigh of relief. It's like, this is great. We're working from home. We're going to be able to enjoy sort of that idea of not having to get dressed and saving time on a commute and not having to deal with all the bullshit that comes with commuting to and from work. You kind of cut that out. Well, in a weird way, and I wouldn't even say it's sick, I think you could understand that I kind of was excited. I was happy that I was doing that again. Like, I spent a week working, you know, 8:30 to 5, and I was so fired up about it. I was so excited to be, you know, in a routine again surrounding work. And I still am in that routine, but the routine has changed. And in a way, it has killed my motivation to blog and podcast. Part of the reason that why is because where I tape my podcasts is where I work. So this is my office from 8:30 to 5 most days. So maybe I should look for other office space, but truth be told, I want a desk, and my girlfriend, who's also working from home, obviously, she is at our kitchen table, and that's our dining room table, excuse me. That's the only other place that could potentially be a fit. So and this is kind of known as my room because it's my podcast room. It's kind of where I blog. It's where, you know, I kind of meander off late at night to watch, you know, a late night basketball game or a TV show I'm trying to catch up on because I don't want to wake her up because our bedroom is right by our living room. So this is kind of my spot. But in a way, my spot still is my spot. But on Monday, it served as my office. It served as my gym. And I didn't want to go back there. Like tonight, she wanted to watch Two Popes, which I'll be honest, I didn't have a ton of interest in. I knew it was nominated for some Oscars. I just did not really have that much interest in it, but she really wanted to see it. So I was like, all right, cool, we'll watch it. Unfortunately, I fell asleep because I'm a bad boyfriend. But in a way, and she's like, you could do your own thing. Like, you don't have to, like, watch this with me if you don't want. And maybe I should have went into our bedroom and read or, you know, found something else to do or started writing. But I just kind of wanted to be around her and be in the – because sitting in the living room on a regular random weeknight is feels right. It feels what we've done for the last 2 years. So, you know, yeah, there's no sports. And usually we had a great relationship around sports where she would definitely be open to the idea of letting me watch something if I really wanted to watch it. If I said, you know, the Bucks are on and it's a big game, you know, we were watching it. Sometimes I'd have to fire up my laptop or fire up my phone to watch them so she could watch something that she wanted to watch. We had a great balance. It was, you hear a lot about, you know, girlfriends or boyfriends sometimes, you know, you don't want to discriminate, that have problems with, you know, sport watching and it's too much and it's over the top. We never really had that issue. And she loved March Madness more, you know, just as much as I did. We she's finished third or second three times or four times in our Snowtap Madness. So she loves it and she enjoys every minute of it. So we've had a lot of fun as a couple watching March Madness games throughout our moving on our sixth year of a relationship. We love March Madness. We went to see two games between, I think it was Butler and was it East Tennessee State? I forget who it was. But Butler against the, you know, maybe Middle Tennessee. It was Middle Tennessee State. It was Butler and Middle Tennessee State at Milwaukee Bradley Center. And then Iowa State and Purdue, which featured, honestly, that was one of the better back-and-forth matchups between Deontay Burton, the former Marquette guy, and Caleb Swanigan. They were just trading buckets left and right. It was awesome. It was so much fun. They were going back and forth. It was really cool because we were in the upper deck, but to the right of us was a bunch of Purdue fans, and to the left of us was a bunch of Iowa State fans. So they were going nuts. They were being rowdy. It was a great time, man. It was a lot of fun and a fun memory that her and I will always have. So I have topics. Like, there are a lot of things we can talk about. Sure. I mean, NFL free agency just happened. You're like, where the fuck is Charlie? There is all this stuff. I get it. I did come down with a little bit of a cold. I'm all right. Like, don't worry. I don't have the big C. I just have a little bit of a head cold. I was outside on Saturday with a little less protection than I should have been wearing. It was a lot colder than I had prepared for. And I walked probably too far in the cold and got myself a nice common cold. So that's where the nasally voice comes into play. So what I'm doing going forward is I have a list of topics over here and I'm going to just do them as podcast. So I'm going to probably put out one for tomorrow or for today, for Thursday. One will go out tomorrow and then it'll just keep going. And I have no idea how long that these will take. I'm going to try to keep them around 20 minutes. So not necessarily the 30-minute shows, but you can just... You almost see it as like if you were like an album, right? And it was just like back to back to back and you could just run them through. And I wouldn't say that there is like a common thread in this, but I'm going to do at least one tonight. I don't know probably if I will do more, but I'll kind of keep doing this as I continue. Maybe I'll put a couple out tomorrow night and talk about that because I don't know. I think that I got to obviously make up for lost time, and it really wasn't my fault per se. I don't really feel bad about taking a couple of days off, but I really had to find my motivation again. And also, to give you a peek behind the curtain, nothing's really doing that hot from a Snowtap perspective. We were doing really well on the blog, and that's why this whole thing, you know, sucks. we were doing really well. We were pacing really well to have a good March. Obviously, we had a dip in February because I was away on a vacation, and we were doing really well. And the podcast was doing all right. It was hanging in there. Mitch and I shows were getting listened to more and more. And now that all sort of came to a halt. And I don't think that I was bummed originally. And then I sort of understood what all happened. And I came to terms with it pretty quickly. But I think still my mindset was, all right, I'm going to do all this historical shit and people are going to like it. No one likes it. No one really cares. As someone who likes history, I was a minor in history. I love going through old box scores. I love going through old sort of fun factoids. But it seems to be the only thing that people like are like viral moments where like today was LeBron dunking on Jason Terry. And that was one of the best dunks that will ever be. I mean, that to me is like we used to have a thing. I can't remember. This was Snowtap. This was the blog era, blog post era when I was on Blogger, not WordPress. Had a segment called Dunked on You. Probably could have been done a lot more creative, but it was like highlighting guys who like get dunked on or who did the dunking. And we should have done something much more creative, like Snowtap WI posterize or the Snowtap poster of the day. And you're like, where was that creativity when I was in college? I don't know. Too much booze. Too much old crow. But the idea of the Dunked on You was any guy just throwing down a massive dunk. And even though I wasn't a huge LeBron guy, I think LeBron sort of retired that segment. I wonder if I even have anything. Let's take a look. And that was yesterday, I should say, not today. But there's something new each day. I mean, and that was something that content creators have been doing for a while now. It's kind of been a thing for a long, long time. Funny story, USA Today, Jason Carey says kids ask why LeBron dunked on him. That's pretty funny. I don't know if I can find this. Let's see here. No, I can't find it. That's okay. Doesn't matter. Maybe I didn't blog it. Who knows? But basically, no one really liked the history stuff. I would love to hear, my dad has been sending me ideas of like sports movies and things like that. And I'm like, everybody's doing that right now, unfortunately. What are some content that you would like to see? Because like literally, I'm open for anything right now. Like I'm going to write a blog post about my appreciation for bar, the mostly female class. I did a bar class today with my girlfriend at home. You know, we're staying inside. I don't need to preach at you about staying inside. That's I think everybody's made that point clear. But we were inside and fuck, that was something else. And I learned that my hip flexibility absolutely fucking sucks. To the point where I'm like, all right, so my hip flexibility could be because I'm a little overweight. Or I'm just rigid because I'm 6'4 and I was never flexible. I haven't been flexible since, you know, God gave me legs. So maybe I need to like take a beginner's class for yoga. And I told her like I'm kind of in on the idea of it. But if I do it, I don't want to ruin what I'm going to write. But if I do a beginner's class for yoga, I need to like go to a class. Like, I can't do it on video because I won't fucking do it. If I'm paying for it, I'll do it. And so, yeah, my hips are not great. My hips do lie, or they might not lie. They just don't move. They're tight, so to say the least. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to think of creative shit to do. Maybe I need to just be powering through movies and give you, should I watch this on Netflix? Should I stream this? And just pick out movies. My guy Seth gave me a movie recommendation for Plus One. Maybe I should load that up tonight or tomorrow. It's 11:30 right now as I tape, so maybe a little too late for that. But maybe I need to be watching movies and giving you guys that sort of content. Who knows? I don't know really at this point. I'm just kind of an open book. So I will try to continue to do some other stuff, but I am so open for ideas, and feel free to just pepper me in. I'm going to try to watch the challenge. So I have YouTube TV, which doesn't have MTV. I think I have a way around it. My guy Chance asked me that on Twitter, and I didn't get back to him. But I haven't checked and verified that that works. Once I do, I will probably shoot him a DM and be like, hey, this is how I did it. Because Giannis tweeted about the challenge today, which is a big deal in my world, big deal in some other friends of mine's world. But yeah, I hope that you probably like this. Sounds like a downer. You sound like you're kind of down on your luck. I'm not. It's been an adjustment period, man. Now it's like that. My self quarantine was a choice. I was looking for jobs. I was not going out as much. I was still going out, but not with the energy as I would if I had a full time job. Not looking for fun stuff to do like restaurants or going to sporting events or buying certain beers or going to liquor stores. Like, I was just not really spending money. I was trying really hard to avoid spending money, in fact. And now I have one, basically not even a week of normalcy. And everything around me is now crumbled to the ground by Wednesday. And I'm trying to be an optimist. I'm not really being an alarmist. I don't think that helps. Like, I've just seen way too many very popular people just sort of act alarmist in this. And I just think it's been a terrible look. I get you're concerned. Look, I'm concerned too. I'm not going to discount any of this. But I am relatively optimistic that I think we're going to hit our peak next week. And I think we're going to be back to work, back in a work schedule. I think this work from home stuff is going to be about 3 weeks. And we're going to start getting back to it. And I think we're going to then start seeing sports come back in late April. And I think baseball will be back in May. I don't even think it makes sense to do these predictions. I probably shouldn't even be doing this because I was the same guy last fucking Wednesday on Tapping the Keg. Or a Tuesday, excuse me, last Tuesday saying like, oh, we could figure out ways around this. Like, we could write letters, we could do this, which we couldn't have done. And would have been, in hindsight, an awful idea. So maybe I shouldn't be saying this. But I do think that there are ways to do this. I also think the idea of, you know, Ohio is suggesting, you know, potentially, who is one of the original hotspots of coronavirus, of taking people's temperatures before they go into work. And if they have a fever or they're running high, to send them home immediately. And I don't really know how that can work at a bigger company. At a small company, it can work. It's really easy. But how could you at a bigger company, at a larger organization, do that? Would you have to basically have your manager hand out thermometers and everybody has their own personal thermometer and they take a test to see if they register over, you know, 99. They register over 99, they have to go home immediately. Is that how they have to do it? I've no idea. I do know that the White House has put out the 15 days to stop the spread. They put that out on Monday. And hopefully that works. Hopefully we start seeing some positive change and we start. I just don't think it makes sense for us to be alarmist right now. And I don't think it's right for us to compare. We're comparing ourselves to other countries and it's very typical, right? We do it all the time. We compare presidencies, we compare sports teams, we compare states, we compare each other on Instagram, we compare, you know, people's, you know, internet perception all the time. Like, we are maybe the most obsessed with what the other person is doing. Like, we don't stay in our lane as Americans, especially millennials. Millennials just have this obsession with how everybody else is doing it. And they don't do their own thing. I'm guilty of it. Fuck. I've tried to do Instagram so many different times with SnowTapWY. And I've fucked it up each time. Why? I don't know. I have no idea. Because I have a bad strategy and I haven't figured one out that really works. Maybe I should work on that too. And you're kind of like, God, you're hard on yourself today. I'm just having therapy. And I've done this before. I did this before I found a job. And I was, you know, kind of at my wit's end with things and really broke down what I was all going through. But to go back to the comparison thing, what South Korea did was great. South Korea is a much smaller country than we are. Same with Singapore. It's like that would be one state's effort or two or three states' efforts, not 50, okay? What's happening in Italy is tragic and very, very sad. But you have to remember, Italy went out way more than people do in America. Italy is a vibrant, people going out, people are in the streets. Italy is much more of a let's go and have a coffee, let's go and have lunch, let's go out to the clubs. Like, Italy is much, while we have some dumbass spring breakers out there who's spreading it in Florida and blood will probably be on their hands, there isn't as much of that in America. Like, Italy is far worse than that. Add to the fact that Italy is a lot of generational homes where their grandparents live with them. So a lot of the people who are dying in Italy are above the age of 60 and 70. And part of that reason is because these kids and these adults even are bringing home the virus, or brought home the virus. And now, you know, Italy is trying their best to get back, and they're still, you know, fighting that uphill battle. And so, but to go back to saying, well, where is the U.S., like with the testing and all this other shit, they're doing their best. And I know some of this is politically driven, right? You don't like the president. I mean, look, a lot of people don't. And I understand that. And look, that's fine. And I think the fact that, you know, Ron Johnson was one of the 8 senators who voted against the coronavirus bill is an all-time bad move. To me, it sounds like someone who's not going to be running for re-election. I just don't know how you do that unless you're either you just got re-elected like Marsha Blackburn did, another person who voted against it, or someone who is very libertarian like a Rand Paul, a Will Sasse. Now we're getting into tapping the ballot. But the fact of the matter is that I think that's an all-time bad move. Why would you want to be on the wrong side of history? That just does not make sense to me. So this, to just kind of wrap up the last kind of thoughts about COVID is, I do have optimism that we are going to be back to normal earlier than later. And I think those who are scaring people on Twitter and on Reddit, just fucking stop. Okay, I became numb to it, but I gotta be honest. Like, I had to break away from social media on Sunday. It was so scary, and it wasn't like, it's like, hey, this is real life. I get it, right? But just some of the shit being thrown to the wall. The New York Times guy who wrote that basically this could be cycles, and we could go through cycles and cycles of this self-quarantine. That might be true, but guess what? You know what we fucking don't need right now? We don't need that. And so I will end this show with how we ended the last serious talk we had about going 1-0 each day. And let's continue to work on going 1-0 each day. No matter what's going on in the world, let's just build up those small victories. And remember the philosophy about 1-0. It's not that you have to win today. That is not what you have to do. You don't have, not everything is going to be a victory, right? See it like 18 holes of golf, right? You want to make sure you have some birdies and you have some eagles, but what you're trying to avoid are the snowmans. What you're trying to avoid are the double bogeys, the triple bogeys. You just want to kind of stay even par and get a little bit better than even par. Couple birdies here, you finish 200 on the day. Or you do just enough. That's bad. Fuck that. You don't want to do just enough. You want to go 1-0. You want to build up those little victories into one successful day. That's really where it is. That was bad. Golf was a bad analogy. And then I was like, do just enough. That was bad. You want to build up those victories, all those little victories. But not winning the day, because winning the day could be that you got out of bed in the morning and you showered before you started working from home. That could, for you, you'd be like, wow, won the day, I'm over. No, that's a little victory. It's a little victory if you ate healthy. It's a little victory if you found a home workout that worked out for you. Those are all little victories. So that's what I'll leave you with. I hope that this wasn't too much of a Debbie Downer podcast. I will be, like I said, I'm going to do another show. We're going to probably stop putting dates on these. They're just going to be known as the Daily Tap Podcast or the Snow Tap Cord. I don't know. But they will kind of not. I don't know if I'll be dating these moving forward, just at least for the time being, until we start kind of getting back to Earth. And once we do, then I'll bring back the dates. But I'll at least have one more, and then we'll do one more tomorrow. And it just can kind of continue on. Sorry this ran long. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Or today with another show. See you.